Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take a spin.
With shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got an on
the option? No,
oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life
in New York City.
And Ohio.
And the world, mother.
That's right. There's a lot of drama going on in the world.
So much drama, but we're here.
We are here, but we're not where we're usually recording.
Listener.
And it's very jarring.
This is the first episode of Drama that's not recorded in New York City.
I will say there
or in our studio.
Or in our apartment.
Oh, right. We have done some.
We've done some things there, but you would never know.
Yes. Listeners, you would never know.
Seamlessly, things may be inserted into episodes.
Yes. Shout out to our fabulous editor, Maggie.
That's right. Yeah, we're actually ahead of all of the coronavirus, basically outbreak and pandemic in New York becoming literally the Thunderdome. We fled the city right when Broadway shut down. So that's over 2.5 weeks ago. Oh, now
it
at
was
this
crazy.
Point. We've been quarantined for 2 weeks.
Yeah, in Ohio, thankfully. But part of me misses New York. And the other part of me just feel bad that I abandoned my home.
No,
I
agree. I think about our apartment that's just sitting there with all of our clothes and all of our,
as you say, all my fineries.
All
are
my
still
fineries,
there.
A lot of my books and gifts and things just sitting there. But our next door neighbors, the girls, are watching over.
Yes. Wait, and I love that we thought to bring the podcast equipment back with us. We didn't even know how long we would be quarantined elsewhere, but we were like, we're bringing it.
We thought maybe it would be like a week.
Yeah. We did. I didn't even. Yes. Probably a week or two.
And we left and we came and I have like 6 t-shirts. But the joy of being home, as I have also mentioned this on my Twitter, is I have...
shameless plug.
Yeah, follow me. Is I have an endless supply of formerly worn clothes from my past lives. So we're talking my fraternity clothes. I know. Fraternity clothes, my Ohio State clothes.
A gag reveal.
T-shirts and hoodies galore. So it's actually been kind of like a fun thing that I do every day for motivation to wear something completely different, something that no one has seen me in.
Its full category is...
Yeah, it is a category. Category is Columbus Crew soccer t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. Very sporty. On a more serious note, the world has completely changed since the last time we actually sat down to record because...
It was 3 weeks ago today.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago today. Yeah.
And we knew things were getting weird. Not weird, but like scary, scary, scary.
Right.
And it's so crazy. We sat down to record our last recorded episode, which is with Carson. And we were like, God, all anybody is thinking about and talking about is coronavirus.
Right.
And are we going to talk about it on the podcast? And we obviously talked about it with him before and after, but I don't think any of it made it into the episode, anything we talked about.
It didn't.
And we were kind of like, this is crazy. And he was going into his last week of The Inheritance, which the next day ended up being his, final performance because then Broadway shut down.
Right.
And you were dead set on going back to Ohio. You were like, all right, they're letting us work from home for a month for you?
54 Below knew that we were going to be closing down until April 12th, which was about a month away from everything at that point. And so I was like, you know what? I'd rather be home in Ohio where I'm not in this small apartment and we could be with our family and I could see Hunter more often because as the listeners know or caught on, he goes to college in Ohio.
Oh my God. And we were like fully panicking. We were like, Broadway's closing. We're like, everything is shutting down. We need to buy tickets to see a show. And so like the day Broadway shut down, Dylan was like in line. I'm not going to say like what it was.
Yeah.
But Dylan was like going to go like panic, buy tickets to see a show. But then like truly it was a domino effect. Everything went to hell.
Well, we had this thought. It was like, well, if Broadway shuts down for we don't know how long, what if some shows don't recover, don't come back at all? This might be our last chance to see things, so we need to try and see something. And
which is the case for some shows already.
Which is so sad. Some shows didn't even get to have their closing weekend. A Soldier's Play and The Inheritance, as we mentioned, were supposed to close on the 15th of March.
Some off-Broadway stuff.
Tons of off-Broadway stuff just canceled the rest of their run, like The Perplexed and... all the Natalie Portmans at MTC just completely
Ben Moss's oratorio for Living Things,
former guest.
Nova, which we had tickets to.
We had tickets for in April, and then just completely.
We were gonna go see a show, canceled. Benito Skinner's and Mary Beth Barone's.
Yes,
Cruel Intentions. We were gonna go see. Was that at the Bell House?
Yeah, and it was funny because I felt like I was getting paid all these separate days as refunds were just coming back into my account. It was truly crazy. But I hope that everyone who is listening and that's at home is at home and is being safe and taking the precautions they need. And for our listeners who are in medical professions, I know some nurses, listen, our dear friends Mary and Allison, and just tons of people out there who have to go into work every day. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And we are going to get through this by following all the procedures that we need to, staying at home, washing our hands, being vigilant, stopping the spread of the coronavirus, which is just, this is a brave new world.
Mm.
Quarantine is hard.
It's crazy. I know. Honestly, though, the homebody in me, it's like not too different than most like college spring breaks, you know.
Well, it's like a weekend at home. It's especially interesting for Connor and I because we're home in Cleveland, which is often mentioned on the podcast. And it's like we're on an extended like winter or spring break where we're just home with our family. And
I mean, I am still working, and this has been a great opportunity to reconnect with friends. I feel like I've FaceTimed and house partied so many friends.
Oh, it's been fantastic in that regard.
Happy hour with the girls and catching up with people that I don't normally make time to see. And I keep trying to find the good in like this horrible moment in time. And, you know, what's happening right now is not good by any means.
No.
But trying to find the positive of, okay, I'm able to get a full night's rest. I'm able to, you know, be here with my family. I'm able to reconnect with my friends.
Like, right.
Consume content that I haven't had time to see, which...
Oh, finally polished off a bunch of the different series we were midway through on Netflix.
Real.
And it's been interesting to see the world collectively tap into their Netflix accounts and everything and to see what everyone's watching. Let us know what you guys are watching because we're running out of things.
Here's what I don't want
to do.
I don't want to watch The Tiger King.
I think we have to.
I don't care.
I think we must.
It
Everyone is talking
sick.
About it. Well, I don't know enough about it, but I agree. I saw like the poster of it, like the promo images, and I felt unwell.
Okay. Speaking of wellness, I've got to ask before anything else, Dylan.
Okay.
Which of our listeners haven't gathered yet? It is just us today, but we'll get into it later. Dylan, are you well?
All things considered, I am well.
Yes.
We're talking about how the world is upside down, but I'm going to zero it in on myself personally. My life has completely changed in the last 2.5 weeks.
Drama.
As everyone knows, I work at 54 Below, the cabaret venue, which has shut down until right now. It's open until May, or it's going to reopen in May. And with the company shutting down, I was laid off. And so I lost my job. I filed for unemployment. And I know that I'm not the only one who is doing this right now, that this is truly something I never thought I would have to do, file for unemployment. And I think I just felt so secure in my job. And I know that there's tons of people out there who are filing and navigating these waters together. So I feel a solidarity among the world. It's not like the carpet was ripped just out from underneath me. It was also ripped out from the 70 plus people who work at 54, all the different theaters, all the Broadway shows, the majority of our former guests on here who are now out of work. But I'm well for the reasons that I am healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My entire family is healthy that we know of right now. I'm home safe. I get to work out in the mornings and talk to my boyfriend more often because the rest of his stuff that he's got going on was canceled. And I know that there is a bright light at the end of this, and I am hoping it's sooner than later, like, you know, maybe May. And I'm just gonna make the most of this time at home with my family. What about you?
Love it.
Are
I'm
you well?
I'm mostly well.
Yeah.
I feel like almost all the same things you said. Like, I'm still working. Was laid off from my part-time job, but other than that, like, I'm lucky that I do still have a job, and I'm doing well. Just this time is crazy.
Yeah.
This is the most insane thing I've lived through. And I was in a fraternity in college. So let's not forget. I'm just kidding. I'm making light of the situation. But I think we have to laugh. We have to have fun.
Yeah, we have to try and find the positives. And that's what a lot of people in the Broadway community have come together to do. Like, right away, the first weekend of all of this, Laura Benanti's Sunshine Songs that she did, where anyone whose high school production or college production was canceled, they got to sing and perform on social media, and she reshared literally everything.
Oh, I mean, she's queen.
She is an angel. Laura.
Girl.
And Laura and I do have a previous working relationship.
Ooh, tea.
I would love to have you come on Drama at some point.
Wait, that would be a gag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's so amazing. What's your favorite Laura Benanti role?
I mean, The first time I saw her live was in She Loves Me.
Oh, that was glorious.
Which was amazing. And she was like ill for a lot of it.
Allegedly. Was pregnant. I think she was pregnant.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's such a gem. She was amazing in that. But in high school, I remember listening to her production of Into the Woods.
Right, that revival that
yes,
she was nominated for.
The revival with Vanessa Williams as the witch, which is iconic. But I love hearing her sing on the steps of the palace. Mm-hmm. What about you? She was Cinderella. Der.
Yes, I would say probably, I mean, other than Wedding Singer, which she has gone on the record and saying
that, you love Wedding Singer. Has Dylan mentioned it before?
She's gone on the record and said that she doesn't think that it was like the right role for her.
Oh, funny.
But I think that she sings it very well. I would say her and Laura was fantastic in My Fair Lady.
Oh my God. I completely forgot.
Which, you know, I do believe that if she would have opened that show, she would have, I don't know.
I know.
That's the hardest game in the world to play. The who would have won if the scenario was different.
I know.
But
well, that was
she could have won a Tony for
that. Was a big Tony's year. There were like more people nominated than normal, right? Am I thinking of the right category?
No, that this was for leading actress. It's always just like a feast of the best people in the world. But it was the year that Katrina Lenk won.
Katrina Lenk.
Yeah.
Okay. For Band's Visit.
Oh, God, and we'll have to get into the Tonys and everything. But we've covered our wellness. We've gotten to that area just to kind of keep some semblance of a regular sort of vibe within this episode.
Yes, we're vibing. We're having so much fun. We don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest.
For the first time on drama's history, we don't have a guest. And, you know, listeners, we had really set a goal for ourselves to not ever have an episode that didn't have a guest in our first year, because, you know, we launched in November. We have had guests lined up. There have been some weeks we've kind of close.
Very close.
Like too close. But we were like, you know what? We tease it as being joined by thrilling special guests, and like certainly that's what it is.
I mean, and we're two nobodies from Ohio. Like the bottom line is that we're in the business, but we are not celebrities by any means.
No, not at all.
We wanted guests to come in and bring their audience in and hopefully have a great time listening to these more laid back conversations that you might not get the opportunity to hear.
And that's what I love about it. Every episode is different. Sometimes we talk a lot about theater. Sometimes we talk a little bit about it. Sometimes we talk a lot about The Bachelor or being gay or, you know, Sometimes the episodes turn out to be more interviewy than we like.
Yeah.
But we're learning. We're trying. We've been trying to figure out how to make it really feel like a casual conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's when the episodes I am most proud of that we've done. This is like an introspective. Yeah. This is like an
Patreon
level. Patreon level. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So this is the first time we're doing it ourselves. And for the foreseeable future, we don't really know if we're going to be doing this every single week or every other week leading up to whenever we're back in New York and whenever, you know, whenever it's safe to not be in our homes anymore.
Right.
We, of course, toyed around with the idea of having
like a Skype call or a Zoom call with a guest and recording that way.
Yeah.
But not to cut you off, but we both have this conversation.
You stole my moment.
Where we feel like so much of the magic of drama is the energy that is created in the room during the recording.
Because we often haven't met a lot of our guests before we start recording. That is a little, that's like a secret little tidbit there that we often meet them that day.
Right.
Which is wild as hell.
That they agree to do it.
That they do it. I know. And some people are like, oh my God, I feel like you guys have known each other. And it's like, no, we haven't. Like, that's what's magical about being in the room together. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we have so much fun doing this. And so I don't foresee us going on any sort of extended hiatus, but it truly depends on the condition of the world.
Yes.
Like Connor said, like, as long as it's safe, once it's safe to leave our house again, that'll be totally something that we're going to get into. But I'm also going to say this.
Oh, no.
And this is the disappointing thing. We were booked through the entire spring.
We had listeners. I keep addressing listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who else would be on here?
Right.
Who else is it?
You're not telling me.
I'm not telling Dylan. Although I will. The lineup of guests that we had for the next
couple weeks. And I'm confident that they'll come back and do it.
Oh, we had. Should we tease a little?
We can tease.
Is that like fun? We had Broadway stars who are currently in Jagged Little Pill. The girl from
the
North Country. We had bookings. We finally had people reaching out to us
through Instagram.
Through Instagram.
Like the momentum was really going
was
for
building.
Us. And I am really proud that the last episode we aired last week with Andrew Barth Feldman was such a success. King. Thank you to everybody for listening.
Yeah.
He was absolutely incredible, and I can't wait to have him back.
Oh, my God.
Beyond whatever he does next and beyond.
Oh, and he's got good stuff.
He's got some cool stuff down the line.
Okay, I feel like we keep talking about logistics. Should we talk about anything else?
Let's talk about, like, what we've been doing to keep sane.
Yes, agree. Because we'll get into theater stuff, too, because, like, I imagine a lot of our listeners love theater, but I'm off the record, really want drama to be more than just theater, you
right.
know? But
which we've dabbled with. We had Alexis Michelle from Drag Race.
Yes.
Come on. And
so Drag Race, we're, what, 5 weeks in?
Yes.
Who's your fave?
Well,
who's
I
final
am...
four for you? Now, obviously, we're not spoiler queens.
So, yeah. And I do have semi, like, concerns about people critiquing drag and Drag Race who aren't, like, drag queens themselves and knowing what it is like.
Sure.
However, we're all allowed to have our opinions, and it's some of the most fun that our friends have.
Oh, my God.
I am a Jan Sport super fan.
Just Jan.
I think she is, like, one of my favorites. Do I think she's top four? I don't know. The judges don't seem to be, like, recognizing her
right.
so much.
Yeah, I don't think she's been critiqued at all. Like, every week... They're just like,
she's safe.
You're safe. And she's turned out some great looks.
It's so interesting. Like,
basketball
Jan
ones.
And Jackie Cox, who we also were in talks to have
yes.
her come on an episode. Jan and Jackie and I guess Crystal kind of at this point, they're all sort of just constantly safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird that the format of Drag Race is they can really only critique like six or so queens at a time on stage just because there's only so much time. And then, like, middle of the season, suddenly the queens who've been safe the whole time are brought into the front forefront.
Yeah.
It's so weird the way that that goes.
I know. I think, aside from the judging part of it, though, they have given us, Jackie and Jan specifically have had a lot of time in, like, the workroom or in
right.
challenges. Maybe if the judges aren't always addressing them or, like, making them feel special, they do get character arcs.
Right. So I would say Jan, Widow Von Du. Gigi Good, who is just,
oh my God.
I mean, home run every single week. And then Jada Essence are my four. My
Jada Essence,
four.
Dot, dot, dot.
Hall. What about you?
Okay, yes. Gigi Good is, I think she's number one for me.
Wow.
Even though.
You normally don't love a look queen.
I don't, but I think she's more than just a look queen.
Yeah.
She's so talented. She's so original. Every single look tells a story. Her Heather's look.
Oh, yeah, that was
great. Oh, my
great.
God.
So the ball good. Episode was just fantastic.
That was amazing. And the judges were hysterical. Leslie Jones.
Mm-hmm. I want her back again. Like, at least
oh
once a
God.
Season.
But I'm probably the same final four as you. It's like Gigi, Jada, I would love Jan, and, who's my, like, wild card for it? I love Jackie.
Yeah.
I love Jackie. I do think Sherry Pie probably made it to the finale.
Yeah.
She keeps winning.
She does.
Like, and obviously, for reasons, they have gone in and edited the episodes, which I did not think they were going to do.
No, but we had hoped that they would.
Yeah. It's just, it is a little, I will say, it is weird now watching her continue to win. And I understand why they're not giving us reasons, but we don't let the judges really express it that much. And the show isn't letting them express why they love her so much. And then where the winner would normally, it would be a storyline like, Sherry, how'd you enjoy your win? Like, they don't mm-hmm. give... which we know those moments happened where Sherry explained how she was feeling, and we don't even know how the other queens are feeling about her. So although I'm glad they are, you know, out of respect for the whole situation, not really featuring Sherry as much, it makes for a kind of strange edit.
It does. It's in fact, I think it was the third episode, the one where the two groups combined, like after both premieres,
oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And she won that week. It felt like so nonsensical that she won when she wasn't the focus of anything.
Nothing.
And you made a great point that I hadn't even thought of.
I did?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Was that we don't see what the other queens are thinking of Sherry.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing, like we don't need to see how Sherry feels about the other girls. We don't need, I don't care.
But in her premiere, in episode two of the season, she was the narrator of the episode.
Yeah.
She was going to be a focal point of the season. Mm-hmm. But anyway, continue.
So thankfully, it's given room for other people to have that spotlight. Like, I do think Jan is narrating. I do think Heidi is a great narrator.
Oh, I love Heidi. Mm-hmm. I could see her in Final Four.
She's like a Chi-Chi wild card.
Yeah.
All right, enough Drag Race episode.
Drag Race has been great. We've been watching so much on Netflix. Shrill. Allison Sarli's been telling us to watch this forever.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Shrill is a great binge, too.
Great
binge. I actually don't like binging things, and that's why this quarantine is truly new for me, because it's like, well, I don't want to just start something and then leave it, but
no.
Shrill, my mom and I have been watching a bunch of true crime documentaries, which...
Okay, and my new obsession, which is not that. I totally cut you off.
It's fine.
Sex Education on Netflix.
Yes, and we love it.
People have been telling me to watch this for so long. It is so good. I think it's one of the best shows Netflix has put out.
Yeah, and it's British, which we love.
It's British. I feel so British in this quarantine.
Connor, the entire first week or two of the quarantine, was watching Bake Off.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That feels like years ago, but it wasn't.
It might as well have
been. I know. I just want a British lover.
That'll be one of your things that'll happen to me on this.
One of my quarantine storylines has been my boy craziness has just continued to explode.
Yeah, could you imagine if the world went back to normal and then Pride happened?
Oh my God. It would be a mess. I mean, I think Pride is going to be delayed.
I would be fine with it being delayed to August.
Wait, I had an idea that I hadn't even shared with you or our friends. Chicago's Market Days, which is like their August Pride, is allegedly still on the books.
Yeah.
What if it happens?
It'd be great.
Should we go?
Yeah,
that should
be
our Pride. I've always wanted to go to Chicago for Market Days.
Yeah.
And this could be.
I love this idea. Because we were supposed to go to Chicago in May to see our friends Lisa and Ryan.
And the Britney Spears Once Upon a One More Time musical.
Right, which featured former guest Ally Trim and Aisha. But then, of course, that was canceled, and who knows when that's even going to go up. So let's just talk about the state of theater then. So the Tony Awards were postponed.
Mm, we are jumping through the topics, honey.
Which was the best news that I could have heard, because
yes,
I was very scared that the Tonys, my favorite day of the entire year, was going to be canceled. It was supposed to be June 9th, I believe, and thankfully it's just going to be postponed. In my head, and everyone knows I cannot do math very well. I can't do quick math, I should say.
Wait, in British, they say maths.
I couldn't do my maths very well, yeah.
Because in British. In England.
The Queen's English.
Oh.
Is that if we were to come back online with everything, like shows come back up at least by May and June, the Tonys could happen at the end of August, because we're really only missing a month and a half. Well, a little bit more than half of March and then all of April.
Yeah.
And so that was the time that the new shows would have had to mount. And so then they'll have all of June and July and August to get ready. And then by the end of July, actually, the deadline will cut off for Tony consideration.
Okay.
And then all of August will be the month of the promotions and the campaigning. And then like August 30th, which is actually our birthday, maybe they could have the Tonys that night.
I could see that happening. I mean, I certainly don't think any new shows are going to open before any sort of Tonys happens.
You don't think?
No.
I feel like Company's going to come back and open.
Oh, Company and Six.
So anything that was maybe in previews, hopefully
in previews.
Diana,
yeah.
And Company.
Yeah, but yeah.
Flying Over Sunset was already postponed to the fall.
So when we talked with Andrew about Best Leading Actor in Musical, that had two possible, which we don't even know what the show is, but that had two possible leading men.
Same with Sing Street.
Sing Street.
Which will probably be postponed.
I think so, because it didn't have any performances yet. I think Aaron Tveit's path to the Tonys becomes clear single day. Dylan, I know we were campaigning about it. I really think it is a possibility at this point.
I do too.
If the Tonys happen.
We'll see. I mean,
they're going to happen, but we'll see what it is.
I really don't want it to just be people get awards, because I think that the competition of it all is so fun. Of like, let's really like talk about performances and what people brought to the stage each season is like truly so much fun. I mean, in our drama is such an awards podcast at times.
It is. We would have been fully into the Tonys. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, could you imagine? I mean, today, well, I mean, this is obviously coming out on a Wednesday, but Diana was supposed to open up last night and Company last weekend. So, I mean, like, things would have been rolling right along. And, you know, I think that it would be really wrong for us not to have a Tonys, because Broadway is one of the few industries that is completely shut down due to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And so to be able to come back in a celebratory way at the end of summer, celebrating all of our new shows, all of our long running shows that have weathered this storm, it'll be glorious.
It will. I love that.
And Aaron Tveit can win Best Actor.
I know. That's what you want.
It is. And I think that's
do
what
it for Dylan.
Want. I think it's what the people want.
It's what the people want.
As far as other
he's
postponements,
a survivor.
He is, which was like shocking. So there was that Rosie's show where Gavin Creel was on there talking about how he thinks he has coronavirus.
I know, and I famously said I would risk coronavirus to go to Gavin Creel's upstate home.
Yeah,
is that problematic?
It might be, but
yeah,
the things you do for love.
You know me, listeners, I'm always on the pursuit for love and talking about dating and relationships and getting myself in trouble on the podcast talking about it. And,
I know.
Funny.
It's fun, yeah. So, Flying Over Sunset.
I keep making about me. You noticed? Like, you're like, all
it's just
business.
The two of us. The In the Heights movie was delayed. Lady Gaga's Chromatica was delayed.
But Dua Lipa's album came out a week early.
And it's fantastic.
She gave the gays everything they want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're all dancing in our basements to that song.
I just want to dance to her song, Hallucinate.
We will.
On a Ty Sunderland boat.
That'll also happen this summer, and it's going to be fantastic.
It's coming.
Wonder Woman was delayed.
Yeah, till August right now. You know what I hope doesn't happen? that Disney Plus puts the Black Widow movie on Disney Plus.
That would just be too classic at this point, because it's like, this is the first female-led Avengers movie. We're finally getting it. Oh, duh. Oh, yeah. Well, finally.
It's often forgotten.
Well, I mean, it's on most people's lists as like the worst Marvel movie.
Yeah, why was that?
I think it feels more like a DC movie at times.
Yeah.
Like, it's truly an origin story of with like more supernatural type elements, like aliens, and it's sort of a mystery movie.
I know. Wait, I'm laughing thinking about how this is like a Captain Marvel spoiler, even though it came out like a year ago. But I remember reading up on the movie, and she obviously isn't called Captain Marvel yet, and she like has amnesia or something. I only saw it once, so like I'm really trying to remember. And I remember reading what her character name was, and it's Vers, which is, they pronounce it in the film as Vers, but it's actually I would read it as Verse, which like obviously gay, like verse.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, Marvel is really going all out. They're giving us Brie Larson, who is a gay, you know, icon. Mm-hmm. She's not gay. I don't think she's gay.
I don't know. Yeah.
But then and then they gave the character like a true haircut.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
For Endgame. But anyway,
a full Jen Kalela haircut.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very Jen Kalela.
It's amazing.
But then I was like, okay, her name is Verse. We have like hot Jude Law daddy
and like a female best friend storyline. Yeah. That I mean, it's one of the most romantic love stories. Yeah, it's obviously platonic, but
why don't we stand Captain Marvel? We're sitting here and I'm like,
the movie just lacked something.
A little zest.
Yeah. For anyone who has watched that movie, let us know why you didn't like it either. But so Black Widow is finally
Black Widow. I think it'll just be delayed.
I hope so. A wintertime Black Widow movie could be so lovely.
So chic.
Yeah. I mean, so many movies are going to be coming out. Like, we'll be grateful we kept our AMC Stubbs membership, which...
Or the A-list.
A-list, yeah. Stubbs is like the pre-evolution to...
It is.
To A-list. But also, you know, there's lots of things that were just canceled, which is a big bummer. The Broadway play Hangman was canceled.
Sad.
The Broadway play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. The Olivier Awards were canceled. The Jimmy Awards... The SpongeBob tour, as well as a bunch of other tours, just
Miss Saigon.
Waitress in London.
Oh, so sad.
Which I don't know how much longer it had. I think it might have only been going till June or July.
Oh, yeah. Like that was supposed to be their final performance.
Yeah, because they were just like extending and like bit by bit.
Okay.
And then Millie at City Center, Thoroughly Modern Millie, has been canceled, which I'm shocked they're not just delaying it. But Ashley Park is really in demand. So.
Doesn't City Center, I'm like making this all up, don't they plan their everything really far in advance?
Possibly.
Because that would probably be a scheduling thing. That's like why Virginia Woolf isn't coming back, because I'm sure Laurie Metcalf is like booked.
Yeah, I mean, she's already booked for Broadway next year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's doing it with Nathan Lane. With Nathan Lane, they're doing, I forget the play right now, but they're gonna be doing a show next, like not a two-hander, but
something.
Yeah,
that'll be good. I don't really like Nathan Lane.
He shouts.
I'm so rude.
He shouts a lot. I mean, he's great. I mean, he was fantastic in Angels.
Uh-huh.
We didn't want him to win that year, though. You were riding hard for Anthony Boyle in Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. He was great.
He was.
I love him.
And we live by the rule that if no one else could have done that performance or did what they did, then that person should win.
Yeah, and Anthony Boyle should have won.
And Nathan Lane delivered a very similar performance to what he does in a lot of other things.
He was shouting on stage the entire time. We're being critical.
Fun.
Right,
yeah, we've often been criticized by our dear friends who are like, you don't have that firm of opinions on the podcast, and it's because we just don't want to step on toes or be or like hurt anybody. And we're also all about like fun drama, playful drama.
Oh yeah.
Like, wait, speaking of,
do you have a dose of drama?
Ooh.
You know, we like to this is me giving my little spiel that I always give. We like to wrap up the podcast on a dramatic note. Maybe something you were thinking about while reading Twitter yesterday, or on an Insta story you were tapping through. I don't know, I'm being stupid. We don't have a script.
I had a dose as we were like preparing to record today, and it completely slipped my mind. So if you want to go, I might think of it.
That's so funny. We always say that. We're like, I came in with one, but now it's different.
Well, we just jumped to her. We talked about so many different things.
We did. I feel like there's other things I want to talk about, but I know we should wrap up.
Yeah, the thing is that I know a lot of people listen to podcasts on their commute every day. And unless you're commuting from the fridge back to your couch, I don't really know how much of this episode you're going to get through.
Oh, I know.
So this is kind of interesting, though, that we have like this living, breathing documentary of what's happening in the world with this podcast.
Hmm.
So like in the weeks leading up to the coronavirus, you'll notice we mentioned in the Alexis Michelle episode coronavirus, and we talk about it with Andrew Barth Feldman, and now the world has changed. So like as each week goes on, I think that's another reason why we should keep recording, because
oh my god, 100%.
You know, the world is changing week by week, and New York is at the epicenter of all of this.
It is crazy. Wait, I do have a dose of
it. Okay, yeah, go, go, go.
Okay, I posted like an archival Insta last week that was kind of like little highlights from 2020. And I shared like photos of friends, and I posted a photo that was taken of me at Hardware Bar, shout out, where we usually go on Fridays. And it was like they have a professional photographer there for Super Size Queen Fridays.
Yes, God.
And this like, really, this great, this hot bartender named Victor. I'm like, he's great. What am I in middle school, like describing like a hot guy? Like, oh, I love that actor. He's great. But I'm like, I'm obsessed in love. But no, Victor, he's super hot. He has a really hot husband, Javi. And there's a photo that was taken of them kissing over the bar. This was like weeks ago. And I'm in the background staring at them like, huh, am I not me? And I like shared on my Instagram.
Go to Connor's personal Instagram to see, yes, this, to see this.
Shout out. And then I tagged both of them and they like commented or whatever. No follow back. But Javi reposted it, and then the bar itself reposted it. And so my dramatic moment of singleness is really going across all platforms.
You're a bar star.
And Javi's an Insta gay.
Yeah.
I would say. I say that with love. I got like 15 new followers from like gays.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I was, because he tagged me in his Insta. Right. I was gagged.
It's funny so too, because you're just...
Yes, Dylan.
You love both of them a lot. So
I love
it's very
them.
Fun that this is something that happened.
I know. I miss New York.
Me too. Drama. I miss the New York that we left behind, but I also think that in many ways things can't just go back to the way that they were. And so it'll be really interesting to see if people will be willing to go to bars on Friday nights, or if theaters are going to be cutting the capacity in half of for shows, or every other seat will have to be how someone is seated.
No way.
I know that like workout classes were doing that for a while too. I think that if we slowly ease back into normalcy, that might happen. I have a dose.
Oh.
The challenges that are happening on Instagram stories.
Okay.
I think they're amazing.
Oh.
I know. And I think, and people who are complaining and moaning all over their social media of, yeah, cool, thanks for not tagging me in this, or I'm so glad no one tagged me in their push-up challenge. Which I was tagged in too and didn't do it, and I'm very sorry.
Oh.
I think they're fun, and it's just some way to keep busy. And so like, if that is like a way that you're going to do 10 push-ups, so that you're going to reflect on your college experience or rank your favorite Bond movies, like, great, do it. It's fun. We're all just in this together. I don't think this is the time for us to criticize one another for the things that we're doing to occupy our mind and stay sane through all of this.
And we're all on our phones all day.
All day.
Oh my God. I'm literally like on my phone watching TV, and then I have my work laptop open. I'm like at three screens at once. And then sometimes I have my personal laptop open as well. It's like really toxic.
It's crazy. But you know, on the other side of this, I'm making all these like personal promises to myself that I'm going to do more and be more. And well, I hope that I stick to it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of fun things going on.
And also, drama is not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
And once we are going to come back swinging with amazing guests that you want to hear from. And if you like just hearing from us,
there might be more opportunities.
There might be more opportunities.
That.
Which I'll talk about maybe in next week's episode. Yeah. I feel like we're running long.
Yeah, we are. We've talked enough. And for everyone who's listened and has followed us along through, this is our 23rd episode.
Ooh, 23 and me. 23.
Will that be the title of the episode?
We're quarantine queens.
We are quarantine queens.
23 and me. I want to do that while we're quarantined.
It could just create a whole lot of family drama.
Wait, don't they take your genetics and sell it?
Michelle Visage says that they do. There's some of those like genetic testing, like tracing back your hereditary type scenario.
Hereditary. Oh my God, I can't even talk about that movie. We just watched that.
Okay, so let us know what you want us to talk about over these next couple weeks.
Do you want us to do like specific dives into pieces of culture, theater, film, television? Do you want us to just blab for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you want us to...
Do you
want to
learn more about us? Cricket, yeah. Cricket, cricket.
I heard a big echo down there.
So... just let us know. But thank you for everyone who has followed through this dramatic journey. Mm. All of our friends and family and all of our guests who continue to support us. We love you and we're so thankful for you. And Connor, I guess we will see everyone next time.
Drama.